Amen. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for the word that's going to be brought tonight, Lord. Let it be your Holy Spirit speaking and not my words, but your words, Father. I thank you so much for boldness. I thank you so much for our ears and our hearts right now, Father. Pray for our spirits that just catch this, absorb it, and replay it and relive it as we walk our lives with you, Lord. I thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand. Amen. So this tonight's going to be pity party or pizza party part two. All right? You guys ready for pity party or pizza party part two? Check. Check, 1, 2. Allie was asking Sunday, why do we say check, 1, 2? Like, why do people say check, 1, 2? And I was like, I don't know. Check, 1, 2. We're checking mics, 1, 2. Josh, how does it sound? All right, cool. Hey, just before we start, last night, my wife and Tyler and I went to go watch Paul the Apostle or the Apostle Paul movie. If you guys haven't watched it, it's a great movie. Honestly, it's a really, really good movie. I cried a little at the end. We're going to talk about Paul a little bit tonight. Amen. But if you have some extra money, find a movie close to you and go watch it. Huh? Oh, Sinopolis. That's because we say Sinopolis, you know what I mean? Honestly, my mom and my dad always say Sinopolis, yeah. They have these theaters in Mexico, so when you say Sinopolis, I was like, what? Monopoly, what? Really, watch that movie. Sinopolis is a cool spot. It's like a $20 movie. No, I'm just kidding. No, but watch it. Go to a matinee show. Take some friends, for real. Take some friends. Hey, I want to take you guys to the movies and take them to go watch that movie. It's an awesome movie. And honestly, it's just, they did a really good job. I'm telling you, I cried. I was really into it. And we were late, what, like 5 minutes, Tyler? We missed the first part, but it was good. Yeah. Let's go to my first scripture, and it's in Hebrews 10:25. You guys are going to be like, why are you sharing this? Listen, last week when I spoke, sometimes when you don't give enough details and you're very general, it gives people the ability to fill in the gaps. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I said, hey, I was in a church for 2 weeks. I don't know what you thought. Hey, what? He was at home just chilling. I worked that week and a half, and I missed one service because of how I felt, but the Holy Spirit really convicted me on that, because I don't want you guys to think that, oh, he's a leader, so if he missed church on a Sunday because he felt bad, then I could do that too. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's not the word of God. The word of God says, not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves. Don't forsake the gathering of the brethren, as in the manner of some. We are not some. Amen? We are not some. Oh, well, these people do it. Listen, that day that I missed church, I straight disobeyed the word of God. I could have came to church that day, even though my physical body didn't feel like coming. I could have dragged myself to church because my spirit wants to be here, amen? Yeah. Yeah. And I could have sat on the front row, and during worship, God could have spoken to me, but I missed that. Bishop Armstrong was here Sunday, or Pastor Drew, whoever was speaking. They could have spoken a word. The Holy Spirit could have just ministered to my life in that moment. I've been in church many times feeling not good. Yet something that the pastor will say, or any, but Pastor Tamara will go up there and share something, and the Holy Spirit will talk to me directly. And I'm like, wow, I needed that. There's an awesome scripture in Songs of Solomon, and I'm going to share it with you guys, because I don't want you to be like this woman. I don't want you to be like me. The Bible says, I asleep, but my heart is awake. It is the voice of my beloved. He knocks, saying, open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. Many times God comes and knocks on your door, and he's speaking to you. Amen. But check this out. Let's go to verse 3. And check this. The woman starts making excuses. I have taken off my robe. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I defile them? The husband is knocking at this lady's door. Bum, bum, bum. Open up, open up, open up, open up. Yet this girl's like, no, I'm chilling in bed. I've already taken off my robe. I washed my feet. I'm comfortable. Amen? Now, I keep saying, verse 4. My beloved put his hand by the latch of the door, and my heart yearned for him. See, many times, I'm telling you guys, your flesh sometimes doesn't want to do certain things. But your heart, your spirit will always yearn for God. Amen? That's our heart. We are made in his image. Amen? We are connected to God in that way. The Bible says that I arose, this lady arose and opened the door. Go to the next verse, 6. I opened the door for my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and was gone. My heart leaped when he spoke. Check this out. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he could not give me an answer. See, guys, don't miss it when God is knocking at your door. Just honestly, get up, get out of bed. Don't make excuses like I did. Come to church because God is knocking at your door. He has an answer for you. What did this lady miss when she didn't open the door? What did she miss? What if he had an answer for her that she'd been looking for a very long time? Amen? What if she missed? Like, what if he was bringing gifts and all the, maybe he had a wedding ring for her. Like, I'm about to marry you or something. And because of her excuses, she missed it. How many times have I missed it? I missed it a bunch of times. But you know what? I've determined in my heart that I don't want to miss it anymore. I don't want to miss it anymore. Tell the person next to you, don't miss it. Don't miss it. I hung out with Armstrong on Monday, the day after service, and he told me, where were you yesterday? Where were you yesterday? And I kind of shared a little bit, and he said, hey, I miss you yesterday. I miss you. Listen, I don't know. And I asked him too, like he kind of like hooked me. I said, what did you speak on? He's like, well, you weren't there. You missed it. See, this is exactly how this lady felt. She missed it. She missed it. Listen, guys, it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter how you feel. Just come. God will, he'll speak to you either through a worship song, just by being in the presence of God, lifting up your hands. Sometimes I come to church and I feel a little bit sad or tired, but then I'll see you guys worship as we're worshiping. And the Holy Spirit will minister to me. See what you coming to church does? You minister to other people and they're able to enter into worship. See, God ministers to me through you guys. God ministers to me through my kids coming to church. Dad, I learned a new verse. It's Titus something. Titus 3:1, she will say, and she'll say, I forgot already. Let me call her over here so I could tell her, yeah? My kids love church. I don't want to be a bad example to them. Well, Daddy didn't come to church today. Why? Oh, because he was tired. Really? Andy, come on, let's go to church. I don't want to go to church today, Dad, because I'm tired. Is that the example that I want to be to my kids? So start. My parents never showed me that example. I'll tell you guys that much. My parents never showed me that example. We would go to church if it was raining. And my dad said, well, you're made out of sand now? If the car broke down, we used to walk to church. We'd take the bus to church. We'd be to church early all the time. You know, Pastor Tam or Pastor Drew, tell you, they're the most faithful tithers in the world. My dad is like so biblical, like his first fruits of his trees, he'll bring them to church. Seriously, I'm not, he's brought bags of fruit to church. His first check that when he got his new job, his first check, the whole check, he just brought it to the church. Because that's what the Word of God says. See, I've never seen God forsake my parents. Never. To the point where my dad gets up for prayer. They used to have prayer at 5 in the morning at my home church where I grew up. And my mom, I remember my mom yelling at my dad, don't tell her I said this. Go look for a job. Why are you going to go to pray? Go look for a job better. And he said, well, I have to go pray first. There's nothing open at 5 in the morning. So he went to go pray, and then she's like, we don't even have soap to... I remember her clearly. I was like 7 or 8. We don't even have soap to wash clothes. You think soaps is going to fall from heaven? See, sometimes we say really dumb stuff in desperation. But she's human too, as a mom. He says, maybe, let me pray about a box of soap. I kid you not, I don't know what saint of God brought a box of soap, or maybe it was just a neighbor listening to my mom yell, right? But he comes home and says, hey, there's a box of soap in the front door. Supernaturally showed up. I don't know. But listen, I've never seen God forsake my parents. $1 stretches out to $10. Don't tell me how. It just happens. God has multiplied their money because they're faithful. Amen. Did I make that clear? Point number one, amen. When trials come, meditate on what is good. Easy, right? When trials come, meditate on what is good. When you're sitting at home and you're feeling like you're feeling, just start to meditate on how good God has been throughout the years. Amen. I'm just going to give you guys, we're just going to have a pizza party of scripture. Amen. Let's go to Philippians 4:8. Write all these down because you guys could really, I was just praying and God was just giving me scripture after scripture. So I'm going to give you guys a ton of scripture. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. Everybody say of good report. If there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. See, it doesn't say meditate on who's your friend or who's not your friend. Meditate on how much money you have. Meditate on what good job or what bad job you have. Meditate on what is good. Amen? Amen. Meditate on what is good. Remember that. Tell the person next to you, meditate on what is good. Man, I don't like this phone anymore. Man, remember the iPhone 1 you had. Remember the flip phone you had. Now you have an iPhone 7 and you're complaining because you want the iPhone 8 because you want it to open up when you look at it. But that's how we are as humans. We want the latest technology. We want the newest things. Trust me, I told myself, if this phone breaks, I'm just going to take it to my brother to fix it. I'm not going to buy a new phone. I don't want to fall into that like cycle of I need to buy new stuff all the time. You'll never be satisfied. You'll never be, just focus on what is good. Oh, look at Paul's black shoes. I want those. They're nice, Paul, but they look better on me, brother. See, that's how people think. Why do you think people dress the same all the time? Oh, I want to dress hipster. Where did they get that from? They Google hipster, how do I look hipster? And they just shop for that outfit, and then they start dressing. Yes or no? Yes? Girls, don't fall into the trap of wanting to look like every other girl. Listen, please don't. Especially people that come on TV who are, you don't, they appear to be happy, but they're not happy. Trust me. You think people are, you think the Kardashian girls are happy and they have the joy of the Lord? No, they have money. They have money, but they really don't have the joy of the Lord. They're always on TV, drama, they divorced. They're never happy. Pray for them. Let's pray for them. Not right now, after. But listen, be who you are. Meditate on what is good. Man, God made me this way. I'm going to be this way. Amen? Amen?
Yeah.
Let me see. I lost my notes, but I have my notes here on my phone. I'm not texting, okay? Go to Psalms 34. This is an awesome scripture. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them from what? All of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Listen, if you're feeling broken, the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. So listen, don't feel alone like, oh, I'm so brokenhearted right now. You're blessed. God is near you. Sometimes we just have to read it for what it is. Man, my heart is so broken. But guess what? God is near me right now. That's what the Word of God says. And he saves such as have a contrite spirit. If your spirit is broken, if you feel, I'm telling you, look, the Lord saves us. Amen? This is an awesome scripture right here. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Everybody say many. I was watching Paul the Apostle last night, and I was like, man, I have zero afflictions compared to this guy. They beat this guy. He was in jail without showering. And he was just happy that his friend Luke was there with him hanging out. The devil continued to remind him of all the people that he killed and slaughtered when he was persecuting the church. Yet God's grace was sufficient for him. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I feel like, man, Paul could actually say this. Can I say this? Many, what are my afflictions? I don't have gas money. That's not an affliction. I mean, it can be, but really it's not. Oh, my back hurts because I went to the gym and I worked out wrong. Seriously, that's an affliction? Look, Paul was getting like whooped on his back. But the Lord delivers him out of all of them. This is a good scripture, guys, right here. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen? Go watch Paul the Apostle. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
Go to the next Psalm, Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals a brokenhearted. Everybody say, he heals a brokenhearted. And binds up their wounds. This is who I serve, guys. The God who heals a brokenhearted. Point number two, let God be God. Let God be God. What does that mean? Sometimes we try to take God's job and take care of stuff on our own. That's where we mess up. That's where I messed up. I'm just going to chill. Let God be God. Let me do my job and God will do his job. Amen. Look at the first scripture up here. Can you give it to me, sister or brother? Check this scripture out. Awesome scripture right here, guys. Are you guys learning something?
Yes.
Let me see. Bible says here, I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. These things I will do for them and not forsake them. This is an awesome scripture. Amen? He will make your crooked path straight. He will put light in front of darkness. Let God do that. Go back again to the beginning of that. I will bring the blind by a way they did not know. See, I love that. I will lead them. See, when I was reading this, I was like, many times I have tried to make my own way. I've tried to lead my own way. I've tried to light up the darkness in front of my path. But God is saying tonight, let me do that. You just chill and rest and let me be God. Amen? Don't do it on your own. Don't do it for someone else. I've tried to be the savior of my kids or my wife. Do this, do that. Read your Bible. Do this, do that. God is saying, look, let me do it. Amen? I like your sweater, man. I like it. It's nice. I will. God will. Everybody say, God will. Come on, tell the person next to you, God will. Go to Isaiah 40, 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is God right here, guys, speaking to us tonight. Go back to the beginning. I love the scripture. But those who wait on the Lord, amen, be patient. God is telling somebody tonight, be patient. Be patient. Those who wait on the Lord. It didn't say those who hurry, those who are anxious for nothing. I don't know who this is for, but this is, I'm stopping here for a reason. God is telling somebody tonight, those who wait, just wait, just wait. Tell the person next to you, just wait. Shake the person next to you, tell them, just wait. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. I love this scripture. Imagine running You know about this life. That running life. Imagine running forever, not being tired. Like, just run, like, just run. Imagine that. Walking forever, not fainting. Just, like, walking. But this is, look, this is honestly, this is referring to, like, a spiritual walk. You know? Running the race with endurance. Where you could walk, yeah, you know what, maybe some obstacles show up, but listen, I'm just going to keep walking. I'm not going to faint because God is with me. Man, I feel tired physically, but I'm just going to keep running because there's a good race that's been set before me. Amen? Go to the next scripture, brother. Look, it come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We read this last week. Just write these down, guys. If you're feeling tired, this is a scripture for you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. Learn from Jesus who took his yoke. Amen? He took the cross. He's not telling you this because he wants to just sound cool. He knew that he was going to have to carry a cross and be crucified and die. Take my yoke, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Amen? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Everybody say, his burden is light. His burden, his burden is light. His burden is light, for real. His burden is light. Imagine that, him carrying a cross. You think that cross was not heavy? You think that cross was light? No, that thing was heavy. That thing was really heavy. Yet he was just saying, this is light compared to what I'm going to offer my children once I go through this. The victory that you and I are able to walk in because he was able to just carry that cross and say, this is light. This is light. I could just imagine Jesus saying, man, this is really heavy, but saying, this is light. This is light. This is light. This is light. Amen. 1 Corinthians, do you not know that those who run a race all run, but one receives a prize? Run in such way that you may obtain it. Listen, we all have to run a race, guys. Yesterday, Paul says, he's quoting all scripture, right? Because, I mean, he wrote it. But it's super cool. I mean, I don't want to burn the movie for you, but he says, like, some stuff, and then Luke will say, oh, that's really good. I should write that one down. It's really cool. But see, Paul really ran the race, guys. Who already watched the movie? By show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's good. Paul really ran the race. We're going to read what kind of race this guy ran right now. A crazy race. Like a hard race, a painful race, yet he finished it. He finished it with joy. He finished it with just, he could lift up both of his hands and say, God, I ran the good race. I finished the fight. Amen? Where are we at right now, 24? Go to Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary while doing good. I'm telling you guys, this is scriptures that you guys could just speak over your lives all the time. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Guys, don't grow weary in doing good. But I've been tithing for 10 years and I haven't. Don't grow weary in doing good. But I've been coming to church for. Don't grow weary in doing good. But I'm waiting for my husband. Don't grow weary in doing good. Date the Lord right now. Date the Lord right now. Amen? Tell the person next to you, date the Lord. And now if they're married, don't tell them to date the Lord, all right? They have husbands. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Go to Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. This is just stuff that you get put in your arsenal so when the devil comes and says, man, you have nothing. I was telling Tyler the other day, man, I was working in Duarte with Chanel, we were waking up super early, packing Disney gummies all day, every day, for days and months. Disney gummies, yes. Don't buy those. They're good gummies, but I've seen the way they pack those things. I used to pack them with gloves, but there's some people that the gloves rip. And, you know. Not fruit snacks, like vitamin stuff. Vitamin gummies. But pray for them. They're good. Right? Listen, I was packing dog food. I was packing all this crazy stuff. I was breaking down boxes. I was sweeping. I was being harassed by like a bunch of ladies. It was a bunch of ladies who just worked there. Mad ladies too. Have you ever worked in a place with, I mean, I'm not being like sexist or anything, but just angry ladies. Mad. Fighting with each other. They're like drama with each other. They love Chanel because Chanel didn't understand Spanish. So they could have been talking smack about Chanel and she had no clue. But she was always so nice. They loved Chanel. But we were just diligent. I had just finished my internship here at the church. Listen, guys, pay attention. I had just finished my internship here at the church. And honestly, I learned good work ethic being here at the church. So I was over there hustling, just, you know, breaking. I wasn't even making a lot of money. And then when the ladies in my line, when it was their birthdays, I'd buy them like a little cake. Just being nice and sweet to them. Showing the love of God. Dude, these ladies loved me when I left. They cried. They were fighting. They used to fight me all the time. Like, I bought one lady, like, a little cake. And then my manager, I bought her, like, a bigger cake. And they were mad that her cake was smaller than her lady. Like this. I'm like, dude, you guys are so ungrateful. You know? I miss working there. Like, I wish I could just go back for a week and just hang out and then bounce again, you know? Because seriously, it's so much. It was a lot of stress. A lot of stress. But then God started to promote me. I went from like just a gummy packer. Is that a job description? A gummy packer? To a line lead to quality control. And honestly, I was making like $8 an hour. And then I got promoted to $8.25. So listen, and then I went to like $9. And then I maxed out at like $9.50. But seriously, listen. God's favor was, there's ladies that had been working there 15, 20 years. They've never got a raise. I was there for about a year, and I went from $8 to $9.50. You're going to tell me that's, God supplied my needs according to his riches and glory. Not that he could only give you $9.50, but he was setting me up. Hey, he's been faithful with this. I'm going to put him faithful with this, a quarter, 50 cents, you know? Listen, be faithful. Oh, my job stinks. Don't say that. Man, I'm blessed to have this job. We used to drive to work and pray, right? Drive and pray, and then start up our day. I was telling Teller, man, I had a 15-minute break when they told me. I had a 30-minute lunch when they told me. I had a 15-last-minute break when they told me. I come out smelling like gummies with green powder. Anybody know what spirulina is? How do you say that? Spirulina, right? It's like these green pills that are good for, I don't know what, but they're good. It's some plant from Hawaii. But I used to have to put these pills in this machine, but it's the dust is so fine. It was all up in my nostrils. I was like, is this bad? I'm like, no, breathe it, bro. It's vitamins. So I just breathe in green stuff. And there's another machine that we used to work. Remember this machine, Chanel? It was like this yellow powder. We don't even, the ladies used to call it pollito, which is like chicks, like, because it's yellow. Everybody came out looking like pollitos. Like, that's what they called it. It was not cute. It was gross. Anywho, let's move on. Next scripture, yeah? What do we got, brother? Let me see. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Look, man, I wish we could have that whole, I want you guys to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2 when you guys get home. What time is it? What time is it right now? 8:04. 2 Corinthians, what were we, I'm sorry, 11. We're going to just read 11 and 12 when you get home. Amen. Let's read it. Let's just read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22 and on. Can we do it, bro?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just threw a curveball at you. This is such an awesome scripture because this guy really went through it. Paul really went through it. Amen? You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Yes, Tyler. You guys ready? Tell the person next to you, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 22 and on. We'll start reading together. You guys have your Bibles?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Check this out. We good, Joshy? You guys all look nice, by the way. You guys are seriously, like, we're really proud of you guys showing up every Wednesday, for real. You guys could to choose to be somewhere else, but you guys choose to be in the house of God. Don't let anybody tell you, like, how come you're not playing sports? How come you're not going to this club or staying after school for this? Listen, this is the best club in the world right here. My dad, I play basketball. My dad told me, listen, tell your coaches right now, if you have a game on Friday, tell them you're not going to make it because we have church Friday nights. I didn't understand that at first. I used to argue with my dad. But, hey, I lived under his house, his rules. But I thank God so much that he held the standard. Honestly, was I going to make it to the NBA? No. Really, I'm 6'1". There's guys that are more athletic, but even if I could have made it to the NBA, was that the calling that God had for my life? How many people are missing their calling because they're disobeying and forsaking the gathering of the brethren? Listen, God is going to raise preachers, singers, just people who minister, amen, in this place. And he's already doing that, amen? Now, Paul's saying, are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. He's saying the things that he's been through. In prisons more frequently. In death often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. That means that's 39. Beating them up. 39, pop, 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 pop. These Roman soldiers weren't like these scrawny guys. These Roman soldiers were strong. They used to love, man. I bet you they just hang out and laugh like, man, you whoop your prisoner, man, that was weak. Let me show you how to do it. Think about that. Pass. 29 times. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I was reading another story in Acts where they're all freaking out. There's a storm and they remember that when they crashed in Malta? And he's just praying. He's like, guys, it's going to be all right. I'm like, dude, I would have been like, Paul, you don't know what you're talking about, bro. We're going to drown. He was saying to these guys, man, I've been there. I've been shipwrecked before. And God never forsook me. Once I was sown, 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers. Go back. In perils of my own countrymen. That's sad. His own friends, his own people, he grew up in Pico and then he walk by Pico and they jump him, they take his money, they take his robe, and now he's walking by himself, all beat up. In perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, even in his own church, people that he fed, people that he ministered to, In weariness and toil and sleeplessness often, and hunger and thirst and fastings often, and cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, he's like saying, I've been through all this, and besides a bunch of other stuff, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Imagine, that's so crazy. Like, this guy went through stuff himself, but his heart is like, my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, the other churches being persecuted, and I'm stuck in this cell, and I can't do anything about it. I freak out. I told you guys a story last week. I was somewhere else, and my son's falling over here. And the agony that I felt, that I couldn't just, like, what's that called? Like, transport my body, like, you know, like, somewhere else. Teleport. It's not biblical, guys. It's just fiction, all right? Do you guys feel like that sometimes? Who's like that? Who, like, just is at home freaking out, like, man, I wish I could be over here doing this. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, but I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. Let's go to the last scripture that I had for you, brother, and we're done. And this is my last point, guys. This is my last point right here. Last point is, take pleasure in weakness, for God is made strong. Take pleasure in your weakness, because God is made strong. And look at the last. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. Listen, if you're going to remember anything tonight, whatever you're going through, his grace is sufficient for you. When the devil was reminding Paul of all the people that he killed when he was persecuting the church, he would just remind himself, my grace is sufficient for me. See, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Guys, God's grace is made, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Listen, if you're going through it right now, listen, I told you guys last week, I went through it. Let God's strength minister to you. When you're weak, he is strong. When you're poor, he is rich. When you're sad, he is joyful. We have the Spirit of God in us, amen? We have the Spirit of the Lord in us. So remember, it's not about us. It's not about us. Just carry this suitcase. All this is, guys, is a suitcase. This thing is just a suitcase. When we die, this suitcase is going to be buried. But guess what? Our spirit is going to meet the Maker, God. And we're going to give account to God, to what he placed in our hands. You and I we're blessed to know the truth. We're blessed to know Jesus. Amen. Listen, don't miss it. When you're going through it, come. Don't forsake. Come to church. Let God minister to you. Trust me, nothing at home is going to minister to you. A cup of coffee is not going to minister to you. A bowl of cereal is not going to minister to you. What are you going to do on a Sunday morning? Eat some waffles and some cereal. It's not going to minister to you. If not, ask Esau. Ask Esau. He missed it. He missed it because of what he felt at that moment. Does that make sense? He was tired. He was weary. And his brother snaked him and said, hey, I got some food right here. Give me your birthright, bro. I'll give you this right here. See, Satan will, Satan knows what you want when you're weak. Trust me. Scary, right? He knows what you want when you're weak. Pay attention, guys. I'm done in a minute. We're just going to pray and we're going to end. Satan knows what you want when you're weak. If your weakness is chocolate, trust me. When you're weak, he'll offer you chocolate. Boys, if lust is your thing, when you're weak, he'll put that right in front of your face.